In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
A woman turned up one Sunday at the church where I was a curate. The family had recently come back to England after some years in America, where she had got hooked on one of these tele-evangelists. It wasn't websites or podcasts in those days, of course, but cassette tapes, remember those? And she had a large collection of them and lent me a few. Pretty scary stuff it was too. Anyway, one day we were talking about healing. "You know, Peter," she said, "the trouble with this church is that people just don't have enough faith. I mean, look at how many of them wear glasses." What she meant was, if you really had faith, you could pray and your eyesight would be improved instantly. Well, I have to tell you, I didn't get these until I had turned 60, so did my faith take a sudden nosedive when I signed up for my Seniorencarta? Yes, we can laugh, but actually, the lady's mistaken ideas were not all that uncommon. First of all, prayer. Is it really a matter of giving God his instructions? Of saying to a sick person, "I have told God to heal you, so you can throw away your glasses or get up out of your wheelchair." Yes, these things do happen sometimes, and thank God for them. But it is not because some healer has told God to do it. And if it didn't happen, he can always say to the sick person, "Well, you obviously didn't have enough faith in my prayer." What a wonderful cop-out. Second, faith. Yes, the classic formula is salvation by grace through faith. But salvation is in God's hands. True faith does not mean believing he will work to our agenda. It means having confidence that he knows what he is about, come what may. Third, healing. There are people who will tell you they have a gift for healing, and they may even call themselves healers. A lot of them are into some New Age cult, but others do call themselves Christians. They say God has given them this gift of healing, and somehow God's power is going down through their arms and their hands, and they may genuinely believe this, but they are wrong. They are not healers, because it is God who heals. He is the healer, and the idea that his power is being channeled into their hands is far too mechanistic. Healing is a gift of the Spirit which God gives to his church, as we heard in that reading from St. Luke's Gospel just now. And also in the letter of James it says, chapter 5, verse 14, "Is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him." St. Paul too, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and elsewhere, makes it clear that the gifts of the Spirit are not individual possessions, but to be used in and on behalf of the church. And it's interesting that he almost always refers to the gifts of the Spirit in the context of the church as the body. So to sum up, healing, it is the shared gift of the whole body. Faith means confidence that God knows what is best for us, and that he will bring this about. Prayer means becoming more open to God, of bringing ourselves and others to him. Perhaps even having confidence in the optician's God-given skill to provide us with the right glasses so that we can see more clearly the wonders of the Lord. Amen.